This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Freshman Democrat Representative Yadira Caraveo is part of a new task force focused on preventing child labor. She says there's been an almost 70% rise in child labor in the last 5 years.
It should go without saying that children belong in school and on the playground, not on the work floor of a slaughterhouse.
The task force is currently made up of Democrats, but they're hoping to find bipartisan policy solutions to combat child labor. One idea that was floated was increasing penalties for violations. Earlier this year, a cleaning company used by JBS in Caraveo's district was fined $1.5 million for utilizing child labor nationally. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston declared a state of emergency today around homelessness. The declaration gives Johnston leverage to receive state and federal money to address the homelessness crisis.
The ultimate goal is we want to have a city where no one has to sleep on the streets. And I think we want to make sure we can get people access to dignified and stable housing. And we know that the biggest part of that challenge is being able to work with the community to both finance and build and develop and site that housing so we can get people off of the streets where they're stuck and into housing where they can get access to services.
Johnston's pledged to get 1,000 people currently living on the street into housing by the end of the year. An 18-year-old from Castle Rock appeared in federal court yesterday in an attempted terrorism charge. Davin Daniel Meyer was arrested Friday while attempting to board a flight from Denver to Turkey. An FBI affidavit said Meyer repeatedly told sources purporting to be ISIS facilitators that he held radical Islamic beliefs and wanted to travel to Iraq to fight for ISIS. He'll make his second appearance in court later this week. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.